Hello.
Hey, Mr. Foster, did you get those bank statements?
Yes, they came. That's a big envelope. It's a lot
Oh,
of
yeah. Yeah, I
paper.
believe it. All right. Do you have any help to bring it down there?
To bring it down where?
To the county assistant's office. That's where you're going to have to take it.
Well, actually, my car is down. I gotta see if I can, God,
Or if you want,
because
I can hand them in. So I can either have somebody come to the home and pick them up and drop them off. I can either have you take pictures, send them to me, and then I
I mean, you can have
can.
somebody pick them up.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing on there that they would take my information, like far as my account numbers and stuff.
No,
That's
no,
what I
no, no,
mean.
no, 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 no.
Because
So
my
he.
cousin, my cousin, the one who told me, introduced me to your company, he said he gave y'all permission to get his stuff right from the bank, and I said, well, why didn't they tell me that? Because they
Got
said
it.
that he gave you the money. They gave him he gave a account number and stuff, and they just got the information like that. I
Got
said,
it. So
okay, but I
it
already got the
so
paperwork now.
yes, yeah, sometimes so my coworker sometimes asks for the login information to make it a little bit easier. I don't know how I feel asking for that over the phone, to be honest. So it's totally up to you, but I can definitely have like Aaron can go down and pick them up and drop them off at the county assistant's office for you. Aaron is used to be a service coordinator at Keystone First until we recruited him. He does what I do, but he does it in person. He's able to go to everyone's home. So it's totally up to you. I can have him contact you, get a good time to come, pick them up and drop them off.
Okay, can well I'm it can it be tomorrow? I mean, how
Yeah.
soon can it be?
Yeah,
I mean, because I don't have to
yeah.
be home for it, because even if I'm not home, because I know I got a couple doctor's appointments, but my wife will be home. She can get him
No,
to
it's
him.
whenever you need him to.
Okay, I
Up to
mean, yeah, I
you.
can have him tomorrow, because I got an appointment tomorrow at 11:30 or 11 o'clock, and after that I'll be home. Not if he can come before then, but
Okay.
after 11 I'll be home all day tomorrow.
Okay.
So after I figure my appointment 11:30, let's say around 1 to be safe.
Okay. So I'm gonna
Anytime
have him
after 1.
contact you. Yeah. Are you busy today? Do you have any appointments today?
I'm running around now and I'm not home yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've got a couple things. That's why I said tomorrow.
No,
I
yeah,
got
I'll
one
have him
appointment
text
tomorrow.
you. I'll have him text
Okay.
you just so you guys can
Okay.
correspond if you're busy today. And then see, he'll probably
Now,
let you
now,
know
now,
'cause.
now, now, now. If he can come today, it would have to be in the afternoon, maybe like
No,
around
no, no, no.
between
It
four
won't
or
be as
five.
soon. If he, I don't think he can come today because what happens is he has appointments with all patients that we do have. So he goes and visits them in person. So he's traveling. So I have to see what his schedule is like, and he'll contact you and let you know what availability he has this week. And I'm gonna let him know that tomorrow, is better for you after 1 p.m. All right. So
All
we'll
right.
get those in for you, and I'll have him contact you. It'll be a number similar to mine.
Yeah,
All
because
right. Do
I
you have
don't
any
answer
questions?
calls
Yeah,
that
it'll be all Family First is the same 267-551. Okay.
All right.
I'll have him contact you and we'll move forward from there.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.